USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. It came as a surprise to many. Pope Francis hospitalized due to a respiratory infection. The pontiff is expected to remain in hospital for several days. NBC Vatican analyst Deborah Luboff.
I had met with him during a private audience a few weeks ago, and he seemed perfectly fine.
The Vatican says Francis has been experiencing difficulty breathing in recent days. Pope Francis is 86 years old. Victims of this week's deadly shooting in Nashville are being remembered. Mayor John Cooper and First Lady Jill Biden were among a group of mourners who attended Wednesday night's candlelight vigil at a public park in Tennessee's capital city. Cooper called Monday's massacre at the Covenant School the city's worst day. He praised first responders for their efforts in taking down the shooter and pushed for the community to come together. President Biden says the U.S. will finance an effort to advance democracy across the world.
My administration intends to work with Congress to commit $9.5 billion across all our efforts to advance democracy around the world. We're all safer when that occurs.
Biden kicked off a virtual democracy summit with heads of state by announcing $690 million toward the effort. He added he's working with Congress to put nearly $6 billion into it eventually. The funds used to support free and independent media, bolster human rights, and other initiatives. The former CEO of Starbucks faced a grilling on Capitol Hill Wednesday.
Judges have found that Starbucks broke the law 130 times across six states.
Howard Schultz being questioned over the coffee chain's alleged union-busting efforts. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders accused Schultz of leading one of the most aggressive and illegal union-busting campaigns in the nation's modern history. Republican Senator Bill Cassidy accused Sanders and Democrats of holding a smear campaign against Schultz and Starbucks, as the allegations against the company are still under litigation. This is USA News.
Now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes. They've meticulously designed stylish footwear with all the fits and features you want. They have fits like wide fit, relaxed fit, stretch fit, arch fit, and more. Plus, they have luxurious features including Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's like walking on a cool side of the pillow all day long. And best of all, they find a way to keep them affordable. You simply can't get more comfort and style for your dollar. So if you want the kind of footwear I'd create, get yourself a pair of Skechers. It's comfort with style and more.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
California's plan to grant reparations to black residents could cost the state $800 billion. That's nearly triple the state's budget annually at $300 billion. Still, officials with the state's reparations task force say that number does not include compensation for property they say was taken unjustly or for the devaluation of black-owned businesses. Last year, the task force looked into areas where systematic discrimination continued since slavery. They're looking at a July 1st deadline to determine a dollar amount and how much California should give its black residents. An online scam has cost a Florida principal her job.
A Florida principal is stepping down after being scammed online. Jan McGee admitted to sending $100,000 from her school's account to a person posing as Elon Musk. McGee said she spent months talking to the scammer online, hoping to get Musk to invest millions of dollars into the Burns Science and Technology Charter School in Oak Hill in exchange for an upfront investment. I'm John Schaefer.
And Disney's laying off several high-ranking employees in its first round of job cuts. The entertainment giant is planning on reducing its workforce by 3%, or 7,000 jobs. The latest layoffs include several top employees at Marvel Entertainment, Hulu, Freeform, and according to the Wall Street Journal, the entire Disney Metaverse division. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders. NAPA!